Citizens and citizens of Jonas, responsible by the Midar family, member of Joseph's father, Rabbi Sigal Lazer, Reuven ben Yitzchak HaLevi. We are in Shomer Yisrael, the Tachanunim that follow Tachanun. Tachanun proper, Vayomer David HaGad, followed by Kapitel Vav, chapter 6 of Tehillim. And then following it, we mentioned last night in our introduction that though we are accustomed to Shomer Yisrael, this was not the minhag of many, either the Gra only on a tiny Sibur, a fast day, others only in conjunction with Slichos, others only Monday and Thursday, minhag Ashkenaz, is to say Shomer Yisrael every day. So the first Shomer Yisrael is Shomer Yisrael, Shemor She'eris Yisrael. We ask Hashem, the guardian of the Jewish people, he should protect the Jewish people. V'ayovad Yisrael, and to not to lose, not to give up on, not to be hopeless of the Jewish people. Ha'omrim, those specifically who say Shema Yisrael. Who say Shema Yisrael. What is this a reference to? We know Shema is the motto of the Jewish people, the bumper sticker of the Jewish people. The expression and the affirmation of our faith in the unity of Hashem's existence, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Shema. How many Jews, Shema were the last words on their lips before they left this world? Shema, before we go to sleep at night, Shema, the mitzvah that we say every morning and every evening. So Ha'omrim, those who say Shema Yisrael, Hashem protect and guard and don't give up on or don't lose those who say Shema Yisrael. The Mefarshim point out, we're not just Stam, referencing those who say Shema, those who say Shema. In Chumash Devarim, it tells us, we just read it, about the Kohen Mashiach Melchama, the Kohen who was meant to motivate and inspire the Jewish people as they were going out to war. He would speak to people before they were about to go to battle. For many years of our lives, we learned these psukim, and they were theoretical. They were hypothetical. We had to imagine. We had to imagine someone gathering a group of soldiers, Jewish soldiers, and inspiring them. Over the last 3 years, we've seen this come before our very eyes. Not technically the Kohen Mashiach Melchama, but we've seen incredible holy soldiers who are being led, and right before battle, invoke these psukim and this imagery. So the psukim tell us that the Kohen Mashiach Melchama, who's giving this pep talk, this motivational speech, tells them, what does he say? Omer lehem Shema Yisrael, atem kreivim ayom lemelchama aleivechem. Today you are approaching war against your enemy. And what did he tell them? Shema Yisrael. So the Gemara in Sota Daf Membe says, Maishna Shema Yisrael. Why didn't they sing Adon Olam or Yigdal? Make them feel good, like shul's almost over. You know, why didn't they sing V'yachtel Orecha Kamocha, Zekla Gadol B'Torah? Why didn't they sing Chves, another famous pasuk? Why Davka Maishna Shema Yisrael? Why Shema? And Rashi says, Lama Mascha B'Lashon Zeh? Why did the Kohen Mashiach Melchama prepare them or send them to battle with these words? Because what he was telling them is the following. Even if all you did, your Torah learning, you didn't wake up with Daf Yomi or Kenyan Masechta or Raisa or Amud Shvui or Yerushalmi Yomi or Mishnah Berurah Yomi, Mishnah Yomi, all you did was Shema. Shema comes from the Torah. You're learning Torah when you say Shema. So even if all you did was Shema Shacharis V'Arvis, you said, you learned, you laned Shema every morning and every night, that's enough to protect you. That's enough to protect you. Because it has Kabbalah Sol Malchu Shemaim and being Miyachet Shmo Yisbarach, person is affirming, surrendering, submitting that God, dominion, is providence over the world, recognizing that Hashem is in charge, Hashem is in control. And so therefore, Ha'omrim Shema Yisrael, all of us are going to battle. We just read last Shabbos, Kiseite L'melcha Ma'aloi Vecha. We're all going to battle. Or Chaim HaKadosh and others say, that to describe this battle, the Kiseitza L'Melchama, as the battle of the Yetzirah is not drush. That's the Pasha Pshat, says the Rechaim HaKadosh and others. The Pasha Pshat, the simple meaning of Kiseitza L'Melchama, al Oivecha, Oivecha is our enemies. It's written in the singular because we each have our own enemies. We each are battling our own demons. We each are living our own journey, each individually, and that's why it's written in the singular. So when we're going out to battle, Ha'omim Shema Yisrael, we need to know that just saying Shema in the morning and at night, just affirming our commitment to the unity of Hashem's existence, that is enough, to einam nimsarim biyadam, that we will triumph, we will persevere, we will defeat those enemies. In Shema, Hamiyachad, then we continue. What's the next one? The Shomei Yisrael. Hamiyachadim Shimcha Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So, isn't that the same as the first, the Shema? What's the difference between the two? So there's several answers to this question. We have three or four answers from different Sfarim to this question. What's the difference? We start out, Shomer Yisrael, Ha'omrim Shema Yisrael, and then we say, Shomer Goy Echad, God, protect the unique, singular people. Shmur she'iris am echad. And who are we? How do we define ourselves? How do we identify? We are those who are miyachadim shimcha Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. We're miyachad your name. We recognize the singularity, the unity of your existence. There isn't a dualism. There's not a God of this and a God of that. There's not good and evil, light and dark. It's all you. This whole world is one light, just like a prism. One light comes in and it refracts through several different colors. We experience the different colors of the rainbow. It used to be a Torah image. We perceive you, Hashem, through the different colors of the rainbow, but there's one ray of light going in, and it's refracted in all the different colors that come out. We are those who are meyachid shimcha Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So we just divided Shema. The first is Ha'omrim Shema Yisrael, and the second is Ha'meyachidim Shimcha Hashem Elokeinu. It's the same thing. It's Zel Bazach. It's both Shema. God protect those who say Shema. What's the difference between the two? So we'll pick up with four or five different explanations. What's the difference between the two? And the Kavanah we're meant to have. And we saw that Shema Yisrael should not be said silently or to ourselves. To be Tachanunim is a tremendous bracha that comes to those who say it out loud, who tap into the depth of what it means. So it's kedai to understand it. Mitzvah Hashem will continue in the coming night.